UMH Mobile.
UMH Mobile, K8RRD.
Good morning, sir. I'm headed that way today.
Well, nice to know that. I should have a pleasant day for a drive. And I'm heading that way today as well. Actually, I'm probably about 6 miles out of town.
Nice. Yep, I've got to stop at Crestfield County Sheriff or Dispatch there. I've got a radio to drop off to them and put back in for their dispatch console, and then I'm over to the Lafarge Crestfield Quarry for one radio service item, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Well, very, very good. As I said, it's be a nice day for a drive. And probably should see some decent colors as well.
Yep. Well, did you get a chance to see the auroras last night or no?
No, I did not. During the school year weekdays, my bedtime is roughly 10 to 10, 10 o'clock. I can get up early in the morning and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the young and eager minds that await me in my classroom.
Ah, fair enough. Yeah, it was pretty good last night. I was really surprised. There were was green and little bits of red up there. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, it's my understanding as well that they were pretty good. I had seen just a brief snippet on the news while I was getting ready for work, and reminded me of my childhood back up in the UP at a winter when it's 10 degrees outside. You look out the north window, and yeah, you see the dance of the lights.
Yep. But, yeah, it was kind of cool. We were down at the park in Traverse City, and even with all the lights, like, it's not even dark there. There were street lights and everything on there, and you could still see them. It was really surprising how bright it was.
A friend of mine up in the Sioux, the TAM operator up at the Sioux, he follows solar activities quite a bit and was saying that, we're going to get slammed pretty hard with the CME, the recent CME that was produced.
Yeah, you know, it's great for 2 meters and 440, but not great for any of the lower bands, I've noticed. Like, whenever the auroras are going, usually the bands open pretty good on 2 meters and 440, so it's doing magic for the band.
Yeah, this summer when we had a few come through, there were times when it 10 and 12 were just dead, and then within like a half an hour, 45 minutes, they just opened like somebody had parted the Red Seas and like, all right, here we go, let's have some fun.
That's always exciting. Yeah, it's kind of funny how that works sometimes. It was probably 2 years ago. What I did was, I put my radio in VFO mode, and it does the auto repeater offset thing. But without a tone, I could just key up randomly anywhere on the 2 meter band within, you know, the repeater section, and I would key up something. It was kind of incredible, and I didn't know where any of these repeaters were, but they were all minimum half scale. It was pretty spectacular.
It would be kind of a treat, wouldn't it? I can't even imagine that. I'm presently in Sheboygan right now, and amazingly, I have to watch for deer in Sheboygan. It's amazing how many deer are roaming around this joint. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to have a little look-see here out the windows, make sure I don't run into anything. You have a fine day, sir, and enjoy your drive. NADMH, K8RD.
Sounds good. Don't whack any of those things. That usually does not go well. Sheboygan County has not a great track record with car deer accidents, so I wouldn't want to be one of them. 73 K8RRD, and 8DMH. Mobile.
K8RRD.
Mobile, Gaylord.
NACWF.
Up and running, Gaylord. NACN.
Wow, there's two people. Dave, I got you. And hi, Joe. Dave, go first.
Why are you, Dave? Go ahead. I'm at the bus stop. NACN.
My way to the bakery. I just wanted to say hi, Drake. You're getting out just fine. I'm going over to the ship. We've closed up for the year. Just getting things put back together.
Good deal. I'm headed over to Roger City today. So cool beans on getting the ship locked up for the year and all that stuff. Joe, what are you doing?
Oh, I was going to say I didn't want to interrupt. I wondered why you were up there so early, and I'm sitting here with the kids at the bus stop waiting for the big yellow thing.
Well, the answer is I'm going to Roger City, and I got to be there by 9, so that explains that.
Joe and Drake later, NADWM.
Sounds good, Dave. I guess the, waiting for the big yellow thing. I keep forgetting that happens around this time, because usually I'm either out of town, and I don't see them, or I'm already at the shop.
I know. Hey, it's kind of funny, because every once in a while I leave my phone inside, and then I come back and I got a missed call from me, like, whoops. But, it's the time of the season, so. This is the first day I've worn a sweatshirt out here, too. I usually go for my walk right afterwards, but, it's a little chilly today.
I don't know what it is, but audio from 26 is kind of quiet, and I have no idea why. I might have to look into that. And I've only really noticed it on the 7-4. Anyway, towers up here are better than they are down in Traverse. That means they might reach peak around midweek next week or something like that.
Series heat has been itching to tell me air traffic control advice here for the last 10 transmissions, so I had to let it finish. Yeah, we don't have near that here. It's really just the beginning of some of the trees. Hey, I gotta handle something. I'll be back. I need to see you.
Sounds good. NADMH.
NADMH. NACN.
NADMH.
Got him off the bus showed up, and it's now gone, so, anyway, figured I'd let you know I'm headed in to start things off, so, I hope your RC experience goes well.
Yeah, I get to plug things back in, it's a wonderful time.
Cool, alright, have a good one, we'll talk to you later. That was an awesome picture you sent last night, with the guy like that, so. Planning.
NACN. See ya. NADMH.
KE8FGW. Listening.
Hello, W8
DMA, it's mobile.
KU9 BFI mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, DMH mobile.
Good afternoon. I think I heard a Golf Mike Hotel. This is Kilo Echo 9 Bravo Foxtrot India.
Almost. November 8, Delta Mike Hotel. Name here is Drake, and I'm currently westbound here on Riggsville Road.
QSL. Name's Ryan. I am south on 75, heading for northern Indiana.
I was down that way over the weekend. I was down southern Indiana, Bloomington area, visiting a sibling in IU there. That's a drive.
QSL, very much so. Yeah, we came up last Thursday and spent the night up in Traverse City, and then went for a detour up in the UP, and now we're heading back home.
Yeah, Traverse City is where I live. I'm out and about here working. I'm headed over to Belston right now. Earlier today, I was in Rogers City. First thing this morning, around 9 in the morning, that was wonderful. It's a wonderful time that I have to leave the leave Traverse City by to get there at 9 a.m. Then after that, I went to the Lafarge Folsom Presqu'ile Quarry. I was only there for maybe an hour, and now I've got to see what I got to do over here in Pelston.
So, what are you doing for work?
I get paid to play radio. How about that? I work for Motorola Service Center in Traverse City. Telerad.
So radio is your life now, right?
Oh yeah, it's basically a lifestyle at this point.
Yeah, kind of got to make it that way when that's what you're doing as an occupation, and then you got a ham hobby. Probably consumes you pretty well.
Oh yeah, but I still make it work. Looks like you're on the 1-1. I'm on the 7-4 in Sheboygan. But it covers a large footprint. Once you get south of Indian River, or just north of Indian River, you're going to want to switch over to the 7-4. They're all linked together. They're on a Link for Peter network, and I help maintain it. I've actually put together a pretty good majority of the machines for this system, and even though I do this for work, I still find joy doing it on personal time.
QSL. Yeah, I noticed on repeater book it was just about every repeater I came across that it was in a LinkedIn system. If we're still a part of this QSO when I start breaking up, tell me and I'll switch over to the support, I believe you said.
I imagine you might have found the 147.26 over in Traverse City, as well as the 8.6. The 2.6 is the one that's linked up to everything. The 8.6 is standalone, but it has a better footprint. Yeah, you sound good right now. There's a tiny bit of flutter going on, but you're all good there. I just dropped down a pretty massive hill, but considering how high up this repeater is, I'm too worried about it. But I'm going to the Pelston Airport again here to do some final touches here on a project that we worked on over the course of last week. So there's that. And then after that, I'm going home.
Yeah, I still hear you pretty good. I was trying to, I can't remember the frequency, but I was trying to work the St. Joseph Island repeater while I was up there in Detour, trying to get a QSO in Canada. I did get a QSO in the UP, and I'm just a tech, so I'm operating VHF UHF. Right now I've got just a 5-watt HT tied into a mag mount, but I couldn't get anyone to come back on that St. Joseph repeater, and I tried probably 8-9 times throughout the 5 days we were up here, so...
Yeah, the band is open, 2 meters is open quite a bit, and every time I've thrown my call on that machine, I've never gotten a response. It's a good machine, it works pretty good, but, man, it just stays quiet.
Yeah, I actually, after we crossed the bridge, I was still hitting it, barely, but I heard it throw its Morse code out, and I was honestly kind of shocked that I was still catching the end of the repeater, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, it's a good machine, but anyway, I must be coming up on Pelston here. Cool. Let me see. Yep. I'm going to let you go here. I'm about 45 seconds from my destination here, so good to chat with you. And if you're out here when I'm on my way south, which I doubt that'll happen, I might be a minute. We'll see. Maybe we'll catch you again. But for now, 7-3, safe travels down south. Catch you later. Any EMH, mobile.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm passing exit 326 right now for Sheboygan. But yeah, I appreciate the QSO 73. This is KE9BFI mobile monitoring.
Testing Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Papama testing. Test complete, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Ma, clear.
KSA BPM from W8RPM.
KSA BPM, were you looking for me?
I heard you testing something a bit ago. He's still doing coverage testing from your deer blinds.
Well, I am driving around, but that test was performed within about 75 feet of the tower.
Oh, I'm, are you still back there?
Affirmative.
I'm just driving by. I'm gonna be, I gotta head home and let the mutts out, and then I got another appointment in Harbor Springs. I'm just on my way back from the far end of Grant Township, so out past the Dirty Duck.
I'll see you at the meeting tonight.
Oh, you're coming to the board meeting, not the club meeting?
That's correct. Is this the next and last meeting for Bob, isn't it?
All of us. For all of us. Yes, it is. There's just this and November and then anything special that might come up, which there may be a possibility of having to have a special, but we don't know for sure. I kind of hope not, but you never know. So, okay. Well, very good. I saw some rumblings online this morning, people complaining about the access to the post office. It's like, you know, nothing is painless. As understanding as we may be, you know, when you got to dig up the road in front of the post office, there's really not a lot of alternatives other than just get it done as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it'll be over soon enough. I've got these great big trucks blocking my driveway, the visibility out of my driveway. You just put up with it for a couple of weeks and it'll be over. That's all. So anyways, live with it.
You don't have a choice. I mean, it's just, you know, you either want the end result or you don't. And, I mean, there are some people that don't, and I understand that. I mean, I don't necessarily want it down my street. We don't have a need for it, but everybody has a need for it eventually. You know, sooner or later, it's going to be the whole region, and that's just sort of inevitable. I mean, they can fight it off as long as you want, but the people in your neighborhood, especially those little bitty, what used to be the seasonal cottages on those tiny little lots between the main drag and water, you know, if those people have a failure, if their septic fails, there's nowhere to go. You know, they don't have any place where they can fix it. they don't have the physical room, you know. So now you're talking a cistern and a pump out, or, you know, worst case, you're going to end up having that housing unit condemned. You know, something that's been in the family for 100 years, you know. It's you got to do what you got to do. But all right, I have the tower in sight now, so. All right, we'll see you tonight. Sewer meeting at 6, if you're interested. You know, sewer meeting at 6, general meeting at 7.
Very good. Thanks a lot. And KFA BPM is clear.
All right, 73. Be careful back there. You can get the impression or get the audio range of where I am. See you later. Oh, is that you? There's a bow hunter back there with a white car, all in blaze orange, off to the west of the tower. So, east of the tower. East of the tower with a white blazer, you know, little compact SUV. But the guy's completely blazed out, so he won't be, unless that's you in a different vehicle. 73 for now, WHRPM.
UH Mobile.
KE9 BFI Mobile.
And ATMH Mobile.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful because I'm going home now.
QSO, we just stopped at Big Boys, and it's not, we don't have any locations close to us, so now we're back on the road and heading home.
Good deal. Where did you stop at? Which town anyway? I walked on you. Which town anyway?
Gaylord?
Oh, yep, Gaylord. Okay. And you're on the 7-4. So that makes sense. Yeah, you're still doing pretty good. You know, a little bit of noise, but still rock solid.
QSO, appreciate the feedback there. I do not know how far I am from the repeater.
The 7-4 is located in central Sheboygan County. That is the county north of you. Basically, you drove through Indian River. It's a stone's throw away from Indian River. It's probably about 7-10 miles east, northeast of Indian River. That gives you, I don't know how much of a reference point that gives you, but it's somewhere over there.
QSO, so not doing too bad here.
No, and especially with what you said your setup is, you're doing pretty good, so. I am on the west side of Petoskey now, headed south on US 31. So I've got about, hour and a half? Yeah, hour and a half until I get back to my house, so. Nice thing is, still a long day, but not a tremendously long day because I'm getting home before 4 o'clock, which is something that doesn't happen often.
Right, got to take advantage of that. Yeah, we are heading west on 32. I just looked up repeater book showing I'm about just under 32 miles away from repeater, so I'm actually kind of impressed, not going to lie.
Yeah, that's one of our mighty sites. That's a good site. There's the one at Petoskey, which isn't working right now. That one's a pretty good one. And then the Mayo machine, that one also cranks pretty good. Once you lose this one, you'll have to bump off onto that one. But you said you're on, you're eastbound on M32, so you, interesting. You'll have it for a little while.
QSL, yeah, we're westbound. I think in Petoskey is where I made a QSO before I crossed the bridge. I don't remember what frequency I was on. Actually, I've got a little handy thing here that will tell me exactly what frequency I was on. I was on the 145.4. 430 frequency. Was the one in the UP. I was on 147.280.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's the East Jordan machine. Okay, cool. Good deal. I was about to say 145.43. That's the Sioux machine. you're not reaching that from Petoskey. But cool stuff. So you are headed back. Ooh, hey, look at that. That's just like mine. I don't see that every day. You'll notice I have extreme amounts of ADHD. That makes conversations interesting.
I can relate. I am the same way and have been unmedicated for years now, so I can relate. And yeah, I was in the Sioux and on that repeater and ended up getting a QSO in Tennessee. You said he was linked in some type of way. I'm still real new to the whole link system, but he said he was linked into the Sioux repeater from Knoxville, I believe.
Yep, he was probably using All-Star to do that. That's how this entire system works. Is based on, it uses the All-Star network, and then the program that's running on all of the machines at the repeater sites is called AppRepeat. It's based on Asterisk, and Asterisk is kind of like a PBX. It's a PBX program. It's exactly the same program that runs like voice over IP phones for small businesses, large businesses, what have you. Except we're using it for ham radio stuff.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I've talked to a lot of the guys down in my neck of the woods, and especially being new, I've only had my license for a few months now, and I get excited doing things. We've been doing some Aries testing with a lot of Simplex and stuff, and I get excited when I'm trying these new things, and they're all like, yeah, you're getting excited on a tech, go get your general, and you'll realize how much of a bottomless pit ham radio really is. So I'm excited for that.
Oh yeah, there's certainly a lot you can do. You can do all sorts of various different digital modes over HF. You can even do digital voice on HF. It's not very popular, but I've done it before. There's DMR, P25, NXDN Fusion, and D-Star for 2 meter 440, all that fancy stuff. Up here, we've primarily adopted DMR, or Motor Turbo. And matter of fact, we even have a crosspatch into the system, so you can go in, you can use a DMR radio with a DMR hotspot or on a DMR repeater and talk out through the link system here over analog. I've got a setup at my house that does the conversion and everything all on its own there. It's pretty handy. And we're actually working on, I don't know how familiar you are with microlinking, but we're working on doing that. We've got all of our northern sites have pre-existing microwave equipment, and we're trying to get it all working together. We're just super close to finishing the northern sites, getting them all linked together. And what that means is that instead of relying on a cellular connection to link all the repeaters together, they will actually just talk to each other directly over a network connection that is beamed between the towers. So that way, if cellular goes down, the repeaters will still be linked together.
That's actually pretty interesting how that all works. I think I'm on the edge of the repeater. I think I'm starting to drop it. It was getting real choppy there at the end of that transition. So I think I'm going to have to sign off. Good talking with you again, though. 73. Hopefully I come up this way again. Maybe we'll catch you on the air or maybe on some HF stuff. So with that being said, good talking with you.
Very good, sir. You have a good one. You were getting pretty rough towards the end there. So safe travels. We'll say 73. NEDMH Mobile, Bay Harbor.
WRWQ 57 Star Corruption. KCAVSU, wrong channel.
I don't quite know what I heard. But I did hear a station in there, W8RPM Mobile.
Hey there, Ron. I'm 8DMH Mobile.
Hello, Drake. Happy Tuesday. What's going on?
Oh, what's going on is I'm going home, and I'm pretty happy about it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I just left home a few minutes ago. Already had one work appointment this morning. Took longer than I expected. Ran home, let the four-leggers out. They looked way too content laying in the sun. And really broke my heart to have to put them back in the house. But on my way to appointment number two, upon completion, we'll be going to appointment number three. And then I got a board meeting tonight and missing a club meeting.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, my plans here today are get home, get the summer wheels in the vehicle, take them to tire shop, have tire shop put the tires on, go home, put the summer wheels on the car, and then put the winter wheels back into storage until the end of October, mid-November. Something like that, whenever the snow flies.
That seems like a lot of work for a month or two.
Yes. But they were getting me around because my rear summer tires were showing cords, and I'm trying to preserve my winter tires as much as possible.
I see. All right. Well, I'm sure it makes sense to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. Sounds a little funky, though, you know. I think that my tire situation is okay, at least until spring. I've got... I actually have a tire tread gauge, and I wasn't happy with the tires that I had. And I found another set that weren't new, but they don't really have a lot of miles on them. They probably only got about 20 grand on them. So, and I'm not convinced I'm keeping the truck. The truck is completely out of warranty now. No, it's not true. It's got the 100,000 powertrain on it, but it is out of the factory bumper-to-bumper. Then I had an extended bumper-to-bumper, another 36,000. That was up 2,500 miles ago, and I'm seriously thinking about trading this in or trading it up or something, because the not having the warranty just scares me these days. You know, there's just so much stuff to go wrong.
You know, and that's kind of why I prefer having an older vehicle. It's not like a spaceship. My stereo does not control my climate control. It doesn't control my transmission. It doesn't control my engine. The stereo just does stereo things. It does radio things only. The climate control does only climate control things. The steering wheel only does steering wheel things. I still have drive-by cable for throttle, all of that stuff. And everything is fixable, especially electric-wise. And everything is modular. I've got a bad module. I can still buy one. I just don't have a warranty anymore. My car was on warranty 15 years ago. So, yeah. But, I get what you're saying. 100% there. But, yeah, I won't be seeing a warranty on a vehicle that's mine for a long time. Until... the white car is no longer drivable, like, at all, not worth fixing. Yeah.
Well, this is an 18, and I bought it off lease. You know, I leased it first, and then I bought it off lease because I had 10 grand worth of equity in it. So I took, you know, and when I came off lease, the payments, of course, went up, not down. But I made a concerted effort to put an extended warranty on it. And I'm glad I did because I got the money back that I spent on the warranty. I got it back on an air conditioning repair. Actually got it back and then some, so I was cash positive at the deal. Because it was a $1,200 repair and a $1,000 warranty, so. And I do still have the powertrain. You know, I got a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. So there's another 25 to go on that. But I'm, you know, and I mean, I'm not broke. I just don't, there's no way I can budget for those kind of repairs, you know. It's bad enough I got a fairly steep truck payment. So, I mean, I can go either way. I can talk myself into it or out of it, you know. 2018, not even at 75 grand yet on a six, almost seven-year-old truck, you know. And there's nothing wrong with it, you know. It's got a couple of little scrapes and scratches and stuff here and there, but it doesn't need any kind of mechanical work at all, at least, you know, knock on wood.
Yeah, I got you there. I don't know how well you're going to hear me. I'm in downtown Charlevoix right now, and it's super noisy down here. But, yeah, good deal. Yeah, 80,000 miles for, what, a seven-year-old vehicle. That's not too bad. Could be like my work vehicle. It's already got 130,000 on it. It's a 2018.
Well, and another one. And by the way, I'm over by Stubbs, by the Stubbs Towers. And when I came down the other side of the hill, the 7.4 got crappy. I'd probably be better into the 1.1 here, but. And this is where you know, for you, that's where you really miss that 519, is where you are. But I'm only a half mile away from where I need to be, so. I will go and tend to my business and try to make a dollar or 50 cents or something. And then I gotta, from here I gotta go to Gaylord. So I'll be on the road a bit listening for a final. You're still okay. Your signal's still okay. My bigger problem is not being able to hear the output of the repeater well. It got crappy once I came down the other side of the hill, the other side of the ridge. See you later. W8RPM.
Oh, it was wonderful. I got out of the noise pit right as you were signing off there, so I had heard absolutely none of the other pits. But anyway, you must be going getting to where you got to be. So we'll catch you on to the area as always. Any DMH mobile trailer boy.
Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta.
Kilo Bravo 7 from KD8BIN. Over.
Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta.
Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta from Kilo Delta 8, Victor India November. Did you catch this ISS going over? Because I got WA4CEM and KA5PM off there today on the last pass over. This is Kilo Delta 8 Victor Indy November. Yeah, I also got another one. It's K9ZE over.